guess who's back? Hey, yeah, rhyme or crime, let's get it on. MCs wanna eat me, but it's Ramadan. People throwing the arm when it's ice. When I'm right, I'm right. When you're wrong, you're wrong. I'm the bomb. Records is platinum, skin is bronze. Flows all night like vintage dawn. Been this night since the first Prince bomb. Before the artist was known as with my grown ass. Haters said it won't last. Know how many birds I've flown past. Belly on wrong, full belly, first class. And I don't play, I watch them pockets. Know y'all niggas go broke after you cop them watches. See you in the club, no bub, nigga popless. Then you wanna fuck. Give it up, nigga, not this. My code is ostrich, flow is the hottest. You ain't got dope, you can't go with that.
You can catch me at the hot spot, hot spot, stop clocks at the bar, y'all, all night. I pops, is it alright? I'll show you right. You can't stop it, this is our world. Me and my girl, you catch me at the hot spot, hot spot, stop clocks at the bar, y'all, all night. I pops, is it alright? I'll show you right. You can't stop it, this is our world. Me and my girl, yeah. Cash busting out the six, cash busting out the niggas. Flattened heart in half, hanging 22 tits in. Scheme on your team, looking over draft pictures. Pick the finest, then I put it on the minus. Love after the club, meet me at the diner. So you can bring your boys, we got 10 cars behind us. Order a steak of glass, or OJ to break fast. Hop in the car and head straight up 8th Ave. The night is young, I'm liking fun. Either he don't have one, or his wife is dumb. His whole hand numb, nigga, ice his thumb. Pull up my tight thumb and enticing, huh? You can handle the roll, I'll play with it. Till he curve and swerve, nigga, stay with it. Bitches in the clubs, they hated it. Cause I put my mat down and I skated it.
You can catch me at the hot spot, stop fly, stop fly. At the bar, y'all, all night. I pops, is it alright? I'll show you right. Can't stop it, this is our world. Me and my girl, you can catch me at the hot spot. I pops, stop fly. At the bar, y'all, all night. I pops, is it alright? I'll show you right. Can't stop it, this is our world. Me and my girl, you can catch me at the expo. Jacob Jab, knocking Jigga out the navigator. Laying back, I stay in that. Me falling off? Imagine that. It's not the case. I'm sitting on top of the world like Brandy and Mitch. You wanna buy me a drink? Nigga, hand me a case. Big ballin' bitch, I'm on all of this shit. Six AMGs with the spoiler kit. Chromes from the back, phones front and back. Coco, flow, niggas is wanting that. Out they see it gold, niggas is ballin' that. I heard you wanna stop Fox, tell me how so. I got that New York to the dirty South flow. Whole album hot. Even the outro. This time around, I'm trying to do about four. This is for my niggas and bitches who count dough. And y'all in the club, I make them bounce.
You can catch me at the hot spot, I fox, I fly. At the bar, y'all, all night. I pops, is it alright? Show you right, you can't stop it, this is our world. Me and my girl, you can catch me at the hot spot, I fox, I fly. At the bar, y'all, all night. I pops, is it alright? Show you right, you can't stop it, this is our world. Me and my girl.
I've made up my mind, don't need to think it over. If I'm wrong, I am right. Don't need to look no further, this ain't lust. I know this is love. But if I tell the world, I'll never say enough, cause it was not said to exactly what I need to do. If I end up with you, should I give up or should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Or would it be a waste even if I knew my fate? Should I leave it there? Should I give up or should I just keep?
I build myself up and fly around in circles, waiting as my heart drops and my back begins to tingle. Finally, could this be? Should I just keep chasing pavements, even if it leads nowhere? Or would it be a waste, even if I knew my place? Should I leave it there? Should I give up?
Make love to the stars. I'm a soldier to my own emptiness. I'm a winner. I'm gonna marry the night. 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 I'm not gonna cry anymore. I'm gonna marry. I'm gonna lace up my boots, throw on some leather and cruise down the street that I love, and my fishnet gloves, I'm a sinner. Then I'll go down to the bar, but I won't cry anymore. I'll hold my whiskey up high, kiss the bartender twice, I'm a loser. I'm gonna marry the night.
Having trouble getting us on your smartphone? Log on to unregularradio.com and click on the How to Listen link under the Listen tab at the top of the page. It's like Unregular Radio for dummies.
You're listening to Unregular Radio. The following program is mature content intended for adults only. The views, opinions, and thoughts expressed here are not necessarily those of Unregular Radio, its staff, or its affiliates. Furthermore, do not attempt to recreate any of the situations described, as it may prove physically, legally, or financially harmful. And as always, thank you for listening to Unregular Radio.
Welcome to Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie. Hanging in the studio, we got a lot of stuff going on today.
Yay!
I'm here with lovely Jessica.
Hi.
Ty.
Hi, everyone.
I've got Sue O'Connell over here.
Hi.
Visiting us from Bay Windows. It's good to have you today.
Thanks.
We've got Jay Geary of Public Indecency.
Hola.
Casey, a.k.a. Tickles the Management.
Hiya.
I am tickling the shit out of you today.
Shit. We're tickling people all over the place. I've got my buddy Chomore here, because I'm going to bother him in a couple minutes.
Yeah, it's the whole Florence and the Machine thing. We covered it on my show.
Yeah.
How you're a backtracker.
I'm a backtracker?
Completely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a little, to make up for my backtracking, I've got a track to come after we do a weekend recap of Florence and the Machine, a remix by Benny Benassi of Shake It Out.
I got a gripe with Geary, too, by the way.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
All right, well, tell me what you got with Jay first. I want to hear what you
do. Well, he always shows up for your show, but never comes in for mine anymore.
Because you're in the morning, Tomar. Nobody wants to get up.
No, I there's a perfectly good reason for that.
What's that?
I like Jackie's show.
You like Jackie's show?
Yeah.
I always try to come in for your show, Tomar, but I don't get up.
What time I know.
Is it? 10.
10 to 12.
Yeah.
Ouch, really? Most morning shows end at 10.
I know, you're right, but
it's the counterculture time for a morning show.
Counterculture's time slot, yep, that's how it works. Tomar's mad at me because I think Florence from Florence and the Machine has less of a personality than she should.
That's not why. I'm angry because you said she was overrated to me in an argument one time, and now you're backtracking.
I think she's kind of, herself, she could, you know, put a little more effort into it.
I don't know.
Her public, she's great on stage. Her voice, like, I love them. I love Florence and the Machine. The Machine makes Florence who she is. I love them all. Like, I saw them at Bonnaroo. I know, kind of, like, this is my opinion, by the way. Nobody has to give a shit what I think.
But if she puts on a great stage show, and she's a great live performer, how does her offstage personality have anything to do with
her? It has a lot to do with a performer, how you portray yourself in public besides being on the stage.
I don't think so. Not to a true music fan.
I think that's different because I
will say, like, I like a musician, but I, like, I don't agree with what they think.
If they're just
whatever.
A boring person, what good is that? Like, where does your inspiration come from? Then you wonder about the music writing and if it's your own and their own, you know, who's writing for you.
Okay, was Michael Jackson a good musician?
Yes.
Despite the fact that he did horrible things to people.
He had character.
He had character.
If she did anything, that would be cool. Get yourself, you know.
Michael Jackson had character.
I'm not telling her to
That's
go
the
diddle.
Quote of the week.
I'm not telling her to go diddle little girls. Like, I'm just saying.
You Paula Poundstone over here.
Oh, yeah.
Also acquitted. just here to make sure you're all equal.
Yes.
Not that you seem to care, but.
Just throwing it out there.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah, that's my thing with Tomar today. I just had to give him a little bit of
Thank you for letting me be here to defend myself.
Sure. No, I had to. I'm not going to put you on the spot and not let you talk. That's not nice. Like you did to me. Yeah.
No, I did. I mentioned you could have called in. You're just not up
that's
early
true.
Enough.
I didn't want to. I was fighting back during Twitter. It's okay. I heard the alert go off my phone. I'm like, fuck, who's annoying me right now? And it's totally you.
So can I ask a question? So no one just stays up all night to come in and see you. Is that also the... I mean, I know that Carmelita and I have appeared on morning shows in our day, you know, and we would just stay up all night and go. So they're really doubly dissing you.
I did that once, but I just stopped in, smoked bong, and left.
Yeah.
Because I was so hungover, I had
so
to
no
do,
one likes
I
you.
Do that.
No, I used to stay up all night too, and then my bosses said stop it because the shows weren't going so well.
So just to visit you, like, while they're out, they just can't come by.
There's a few
people drop by,
but they don't.
None of these girls. Very irresponsible.
Yeah.
Should be three irresponsible women. We should change the
three
name.
Right? I've promised you pancakes so many times. I've never.
Yeah, where are my pancakes?
You stole me a coffee from like 9 months ago.
Oh, do I really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll buy you a coffee. You still owe me the pancakes, though.
I can bring you pancakes.
The pancakes were before the coffee, I think.
No, because I had just met you when the coffee happened. I gave you money for the bus.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
You said you'd owe me a coffee for it.
I hate to break it to you, you will never see that coffee ever.
Ever.
No, I think because it's coffee and it's Tomore, I get that.
I tried to pay you back for the Christmas M&Ms.
No, you didn't.
You went over this. Yes,
no,
I did.
Didn't. You did not.
Look at more backtracking on this
see?
Show. This is why it's a circle of backtrackers on this show.
Speaking of backtracking, let's backtrack to the weekend. And what did we do this weekend? Anybody? Jess, the side of my right.
On Friday, I got a tattoo.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Where?
My chin, under here.
That's a fucking tattoo?
Yeah, it's just a 13. It was a free tattoo from Ink Jam in Arlington.
Nice.
Yeah. And then from Saturday morning till this morning, I did laundry, so nothing serious.
Nice. Ty, did you do anything this weekend?
It was my friend's birthday, and we went out to Great Scott. His dance night, The Pill.
Nice. Oh? I haven't been in a long time, actually, to Great Scott.
Yeah, I went there, and I don't really remember much of the evening because I got really fucking drunk. But I put on a dress.
Nice. Are there any?
Dear me.
It was Are there any pictures of this dress?
Yeah, I want to see you in a dress.
I've never seen you in a dress. I'd like to.
No, there are no pictures of this evening. It was like finally one of those events where there weren't like a million photographers running around snapping horrible drunken pictures of everyone.
Yeah, no, I really kind of regret telling Sarah to take pictures at my birthday show because I was way too drunk for a camera to be anywhere near the midway.
No, it's funny. Sarah has so many pictures of me just like covering my face.
Nice.
Or just like no
so was this a DJ, was this live band, how did that go?
I think there were like some dance bands and like a DJ sometimes.
That's cool. Nice. Yeah. Sue, did you do anything cool this weekend?
Oh yeah, I defleed my dog in house.
Nice.
Yes. Nice. So that was wicked exciting. And that's it.
That's nice.
I didn't do anything gay, and I didn't do anything illegal, and I didn't do anything fun. So there you go. Those are all three things.
Got something done.
I did. I defleed the dog because the weather's been so warm because of the global warming. I stopped. You know, I don't put the front line on the dog. This is scintillating. I know. on the dog in the winter because I think there's no fleas, but it's been so warm, the fleas pop back out.
That sucks.
That sucks.
That really
so
sucks.
Bad.
You have no idea how it sucks. It's kind of like lice.
Yeah, that's sort of the way I imagine fleas. I don't know. I've never had
body
fleas
lice
or
and
lice,
hair lice,
so I'm kind of okay. But yeah,
or crabs. Ugh. I'm just trying to relate. Just trying to relate. Am I getting anywhere? Nothing. No trash.
No, you're getting somewhere. Jay, what'd you do this weekend?
I don't really remember.
This is a common theme here on the Strange Women.
I know I had fun. I definitely did something illegal, and I may or may not have done something gay.
Oh, cool.
So,
I vote may.
KC.
Let's see. Friday night, I was at the Rosebud.
I love the Rosebud.
Which seems to be a theme.
That's cool. Who played there?
I don't remember, actually. I'll be honest. Friday night, it was at the Rosebud, and Saturday night, it was at McGann's. So,
who played at McGann's?
It's a great question.
Learning a lot in this segment.
Got a lot
it's been a really long few days. I broke up with my job on Thursday. We broke up with each other.
It was a mutual thing.
It was very amicable. They're a great company. Because they're such an awesome company, I'm not going to say the name on air.
okay. Well, yeah.
No, because it's
no
like
free advertising.
They're a really awesome company. The people who work there are amazing, and we mutually agreed to no longer work with each other. So it's just been the last few days have been kind of acclimating to that, and
yeah,
just swiftly forgetting everything that's been happening. So I'm just sort of wrapping my head around the newly unemployed status.
Well, best of luck with your newly unemployed status, of course, and we love you here, obviously. So it's good to have you back on Three Strange Women because you don't have a job anymore.
Hey. You're like, I'm so glad you got laid off.
I'm so glad you got fired. No, laid off. We broke up mutually is the term she's using, and I like that.
Yeah. We mutually agreed to part ways. It was it was sort of like when you date someone and you wind up being really good friends with them.
Yeah.
But then the sex just gets awkward because you're both laughing so much. Like, yeah. That's what it was like, except a job
without the sex
and no sex and no awkward laughter. It was just more like, yeah, you guys are awesome. Yeah, you're awesome. You just don't do this well. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. I understand. I don't.
Yeah.
So it worked out.
Well, we're glad to have you back.
Yeah, I thank you. Definitely. I'm glad to be back. It's awesome.
Yay.
I went and I ended up in McGann's on Saturday night, but I was already quite hungover from Friday night. I went with the North Shore Salem friends we've got hanging out. I went on the hate train from Salem to Worcester.
So jealous.
How was that? It was a good time.
That's cool.
It was a good time. There was a ton of people came out. It was the ND, The Few, and Mellow Bravo at Ralph's Rock Diner in Worcester.
Nice.
And it was like an hour and a half drive on a school bus. We took a school bus, so it was pretty cool. And there was a nice little keg of Magic Hat number 9 for us on there. So it was a good time.
That's pretty awesome. Number 9?
Yes. So it was yummy beer.
I didn't even know that came in keg form.
That's what we're saying. So and it was $20, and like you can't go wrong for $20 to go with a bunch of your good friends up to, you know, an hour and a half on a bus and get trashed and then go party when, you know, get to the bar and woo.
Drinking on a school bus, totally down.
Yeah. So we left the bar at like probably around 2:30, you know, once everybody's done being hammered at the bar. People, you know, cleaning up our puke-induced people and, you know, getting everyone together. And we went to McDonald's. And this is probably the fail of the whole trip for me. Because we're fine on the bus on the way back. We're, you know, still drinking. We stop at McDonald's. It's got to be close to 3 o'clock in the morning at this point. And by the time we get back to Salem after, like, eating all of this McDonald's, I step off the bus. And the first thing that goes through my head is, oh, no. And our lovely friends at Dodge Street will find out on the sidewalk, if they haven't already, that there's some Jackie puke, some, you know, half-digested French fries and stuff. It's
a sign of a good night.
I apologize ahead of time, but I had a great time. Thank you to everyone on the hate train. Like, there were girls and me and fun all weekend. I did my last night. I went to Bull McCabe's. One of our friends from the studio, Olga, had a birthday, her 25th birthday.
Nice.
And she was a drunken mess, too, and it was a great time. So it was an eventful weekend, for sure. We're going to hop into a quick little one-song break to, you know, stick with Florence and Tomor and my argument. We'll be back in just a few minutes on Three Strange Women, unregularradio.com. Keep it locked.
See no one, and all of the ghouls come out.
Welcome back to Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie, joined still by my lovely co-hosts, Jess.
Still here, still strange.
Ty.
Hello.
Today I've got Sue O'Connell.
Hi.
Jay Geary.
Hello.
You're not a girl, though.
No, he's not. He's
okay. That's what makes really? Him a strange woman.
I'm the strangest woman of all.
Exactly. Yep. Most of our men in studio actually have long hair, too, so I'm surprised that he doesn't.
Yeah, you are one of, I think, three or four that has come in here and has shorter hair than us.
I know. I'm so lame.
And now we've got Carm here in the studio.
Hello.
It's good to have you.
It's nice to be here.
Hi, Carmelita.
Hello.
So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited today, first off, because I've got two other female radio personalities mm-hmm. in the studio with me who have quite a bit more experience and could probably school me under the table at this point of how to do what I'm doing.
No, you're. We were just saying off air how you're actually doing what we used to do and have a really hard time doing in commercial radio now. So it's a very funny kind of back to the future sort of thing. It's great. You know, you get all the freedom that you need to do the stuff that you want, and we're envious. Envious.
It's a blessing. I love this.
Yep, envious.
You know, we really, even though college radio, that's where Sue and I, ERS, and there was the MIT, MER, it was still very much focused on music rather than social issues. They did have a public service show or whatever.
At the time, WERS was almost, I did the rocker show, the reggae show.
Yeah.
You did the rock show.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I can't remember really doing any kind of topics, you know, in the stuff, in the mix.
There weren't. We had like the public service or the public news or affairs, public affairs
That's
show.
That's what they call it.
And it pretty much mimicked, you know, there were students.
Yeah.
It was whatever the students
cared about.
Mm-hmm. So it mainly covered mainstream topics and things that mimicked mainstream media.
And then when we went on, you know, after we left college, you were working. You know, we both were working. I was working at Kiss 108.
So you both met in college.
We met in college. Yeah. We met in an English course, I think, for the first time.
Was it?
Yeah, what's his name? I can't remember his name, but
No.
He was openly gay, which was, you know, back in 1982 was just wild.
Yes.
Nice. I can't remember his name though, but we met in that class. And then you probably don't. Do you remember the controversy you caused with me when you wanted me to fill in for you? Do you remember? You were going away for like a few days, and your show, which I can't remember the name of.
Well, was it me, or was it, because I did Metro Wave.
It was Metro Wave.
Yeah.
And it was like the show in Boston to listen to.
Yeah.
And she was going on vacation, and I was sort of like this disco. I got on the reggae show Rockers by learning about 15 titles of artists and the names of the songs. And I figured out that reggae was either about praying, partying, or politics. So my audition, I just played them in segments. I found out which songs were which, and I played them in segments, and I learned how to pronounce everything, and I got it. I got the job, which was shocking.
Yeah,
I got
yeah.
like, you know, Thursdays from 6 to 7, I did this reggae show. And then you asked me, and I was interning at Kiss 108, which was like my dream job. You asked me to fill in for you while you were away.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, how can you ask her to fill in for you? This is like, I had no cred, I had nothing, and then I don't know, it all worked out.
You
remember?
Yeah, I do remember. It's amazing because I hadn't remembered that until now. And radio back then was so competitive.
Yeah,
and it was less about Sue being qualified to do the show. It was more about people just chomping at each other's throats.
And it was also very segmented.
Show.
You know, the type of music that you listen to. I mean, Emerson was set up. That's how ERS was set up.
Block format.
But the two stations that we went on to work for when you were at WBCN and I was at KISS, at any given moment in those days, I remember you could hear Rick James on WBCN and you could hear Midnight Oil on Kiss 108.
Yeah.
And that just, you know, and whatever those translated to today just doesn't happen on commercial radio.
It doesn't.
There's no free form. You know, you had Sonny Joe White at Kiss and Oedipus at BCN.
Yeah.
And they were so anti-corporate. It's hard to believe that we actually, you know, BCN had that history of it, but KISS also had it from this very different direction.
Radio was magical back then.
It was.
Commercial radio.
Yeah, commercial radio.
But most of us came into commercial radio from college radio.
Yeah.
That's where we all ended up, was we all left college radio, which was, you know, totally off the charts and entered into commercial, including Oedipus, who came from MBR.
Right.
Nice.
So, you know, we brought all the craziness with us.
It's kind of funny. My mother was actually one of the original people on Kiss 108 back when Sonny Joe White, she was Anne-Marie Fiaca.
Oh, I know. I know.
That's my mom.
We worked together. You know, we worked together on the music scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom remembers you.
Yeah, I remember.
You.
We used to, you know what we used to do to your mom's voice?
No.
We used to speed it up just a tiny little bit, and it totally made all the difference in the world. It was very funny. You tell her that Tad Bonvy and I, Tad, who's on, I don't know, they keep changing all the stations. It's so hard to keep up. But Tad was the producer of the music scene.
Nice.
And that's so funny.
Yep. My family gives me a whole bunch of shit. My family's like, you're totally following in your mother's footsteps.
You are.
Like, they just think it's hilarious. My mom's like, yeah, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. You are screwed, my friend.
Yeah, I know. We used to work, the music scene was a top 20 countdown show, and Sonny Joe White hosted it, the late Sonny Joe, who Carmelita and I both love.
My mother loved him, too.
And she would come in and do artist interviews, like with Sister Sledge, and we'd do trivia. And I remember, this is how bad it was. This before we all had cell phones and computers. You know, we had pencils and pens and stuff. And Sonny Joe, my first day, I put all the index cards in order of the songs. Like, the number one song maybe was Hall & Oates, and I had written a little index card that said, Hall & Oates met at Temple University. Used to be known as the Templetones. And Sonny saw that I had done that and told me I had a future in radio because I put them in order.
Nice.
And I did. That's all I needed to do. See, it's very easy to get a job. You just need to know your alphabet and you need to be organized.
No little facts, yes.
You know, I'm really kind of jealous.
That's all you had. You were there. No, you could have done that.
I know I could have, but you know what I did? I was interning. I did an internship at Kiss 108, and I believe Sue was there at the time. And I miscued a DJ song on the air. It was a Blondie song, and it was a disco Blondie song. And the DJ would leave the studio, and I would run the boards, and I played, you know, just because I was working at ERS, I queued up like this total punk Blondie song, and it went over the airwaves of Kiss 108, which was not a punk, you know, I mean, they did cross over.
This was one step beyond.
Sonny Joe White came running down the hall, and he was like, Carmelita, get out here now, and he said, you're not to touch.
Carmelita, get out here now.
Yeah, you're not to touch the boards again, you're off the boards, I forbid you to be on the board. I've never seen Sonny Joe lose it ever. That was probably the one time in probably his life and my life that I saw him lose it. And so I didn't, you know, I didn't have index cards in my hand.
Well, that's the other thing. I mean, the other thing that's awful about commercial radio, and this is like, you guys are here, which is great, but they don't even have live overnight shifts anymore. So if you wanted to go, I mean, you're beyond this, but if, as you were coming up, if you wanted to learn radio, you would do the overnight shift, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And now you can't, because there's no live overnight shift. I mean, my first like real gig was running the board. I ran the board for Arnie Woo Woo Ginsburg, who was a 1950s, you know, DJ. And if something went wrong, you got to do something, unlike Carmelita, you know, totally went off the reservation. But, you know, you were there and you got your chops and you learned how to read tags and do all that stuff live on the air. And now that opportunity isn't there. And it's really what's wrong with commercial radio now, because you're here instead of at a commercial radio station where they need you.
Yeah.
I mean, they need you here, too.
Yeah.
In other words, there's virtually no way to break into radio, into commercial radio now.
Unless you talk like this now.
Exactly. Or you're an established somebody with ratings from somewhere.
Right.
And that's why it's just kind of a dying, it needs a breath of fresh air. Mm-hmm. And I think it's starting on internet radio now.
Nice. That's what I'm
And that's why
for.
We're here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're here to save radio.
That's right.
Radio Gaga.
Yes. Tell me a little bit, Sue, about what you've done with 1 in 10 and what you do on a regular basis
Great
for the
show.
LGBT community.
Yeah, I mean, 1 in 10, I mean, God bless the Boston Phoenix, and they own WFNX, and 1 in 10 started in 1992, and the hosts were Mary Breslauer, who is a well-known political activist and a former journalist here in Boston, and the late Michael Smith, who was an entertainment kind of fun writer and a stand-up comic. And 1 in 10 was the first commercial radio station show for gays and lesbians. And at the time in 1992, we took a lot of heat. I mean, people canceled some advertising contracts at FNX, of all places. And Mary and Michael hosted it until about 1996 or 7. Keith Orr took it over with me, and we hosted it until about 2 years ago when we went off the air. But we were on every Sunday. We were able for 2 hours a night to do whatever we wanted. Stephen Mindich, the chairman of the board of the Phoenix, allowed us to program it ourselves. We reported directly to him. We were able to do health stuff, fun stuff. One of our favorite pieces at the time was Ask a Homo Anything.
And nice. I like
we'd
that.
We'd ask straight folks to call in and ask us questions that they'd be afraid to ask because people would think they were a bigot, and, you know, just have fun with it. And, you know, I still get people, young adults, come up to me who the only thing they had was the radio station, was 1 in 10 that they could listen to. And it's sort of what radio does best, no matter what it's doing or who it's reaching, is that intimate, you know, talking just to you. And listening to a radio station wasn't trackable. You know, you could listen in your room, you could listen on a transistor radio, which you still could, or you could listen in the car. And it was just a great show. I miss doing it. You know, now I get to do a far more serious at WGBH radio, where I fill in for Callie Crossley, who does a daily show from 1 to 2. And that, you know, I get to do fun stuff there as well. But, you know, the FNX and the 1 in 10 was really the most fun I think I've ever had since
it
I was.
Sounds like a wicked
It was
time.
A blast. You know, you get call-ins, and we'll take, Keith and I would take any call. We didn't screen them, you know, which was the best fun, to get into an argument with some, you
That's
know,
what I do
job.
Here.
Yeah,
I
just take who cares?
We don't screen. We like the awkward calls. Those are kind of more fun.
You know, I called in, I actually love to call into radio, too, so I called in on WBUR. Sir Ben Kinsley was being interviewed by On Point. And I called in the screening process. It was like, all right, when you get on, you got to say this, and you got to do this, and what are you going to ask, and how are you going to say it? And I know it makes for a better show when you're listening, but, you know, the spontaneity of it was sort of like, you know, tough. But I asked Ben Kinsley about his role in The Sopranos.
That's cool.
Yes.
Oh,
did
nice.
You know he was on The Sopranos?
No, I didn't.
He played himself.
Wow.
He's not as pompous as himself on The Sopranos.
That's pretty funny.
And that's my story.
Tell me a little bit more about Bay Windows.
Oh, well, Bay Windows. Gee, Carmelita, how old is Bay Windows? 30 years?
Yeah, it's been around a long time.
30 years. Bay Windows is one of the oldest, I think there are two older newspapers in America serving the gay and lesbian community. Bought it about 7 years ago with my partner, Jeff Coakley, my business partner. And we do it every week. Every week we publish the old-fashioned analog newspaper.
Nice.
And daily it's updated on the web at baywindows.com. Still the place we think to go to in New England for all the cutting news, breaking news, whether it be political or social. We give you world news at baywindows.com. And we also own South End News, which is a community newspaper. It's sort of like your family hometown newspaper. And another involvement we have is with the online magazine Edge. So Edge Boston, Edge New York, Edge Los Angeles is also a company that we're involved with. So a lot of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender media information that we're just trying to push out and connect in any form. You know, it doesn't matter what kind of form it is to me. It's all the same. It doesn't matter how it gets wrapped.
Nice. No, that's so exciting. It's really awesome to have you here today in the studio with me.
Thanks.
To tell me about some of this stuff, because I'm, you know, very young and finally kind of within the past couple of years being okay with myself, like, as the person I'm becoming and, you know, am and have been. And so it's kind of nice to see two positive role models in the radio industry, especially you with the LGBT community following you as well. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. I mean, it's, you know, one thing about being yourself, it's that great line from Buckaroo Banzai. Do you remember that, Carmelita, that old movie? No matter where you go, there you are, you know?
I like that.
I like it.
I like it, too. I think we're going to get ready to cue up some live music. Today in the studio, we're going to have a live set by The Effective Dose. So we're going to cue them up, and I want to thank Sue and Carm for coming in here today and hanging out, and thank you to Jay and the girls for being here. We'll be back with some articles and a little more discussion for you, but right now on Unregular Radio, here is The Effective Dose.
up and ready to leave. Headed up north at a vicious speed. Colors churn as the nectar seeps. In the crowd, Nancy Green scans the stage and spots some Mars. Three in the light is an eight in the dark. From the right side, martini in hand, works her way up to the band.
That was called Fancy No Pants. We're the Effective Dose. And the song is called Rooftop. We're going to be playing at Wonder Bar on Wednesday. Nice plug.
Nice. That was the effective.
Thanks, everybody.
That was pretty awesome.
For the effective dose, Wednesday, Wonder Bar.
Nice job.
That was awesome.
Fantastic. Those guys killed it.
Wow.
Mm. That was pretty good. That band's totally a party. Yeah.
That was my first live band, guys.
So. Yeah. Congratulations. That went
awesome. Congratulations. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. There you go. Good.
So I may go see them. Wonder Bar's down the street from my house.
Yeah.
Totally, dude. That was great. Cool.
I'm going on Wednesday to Wonder Bar. It's going to be a good time. It's there.
I go to school. I can't do anything fun anymore.
Wonder Bar used to be the old Bun Ratties, didn't it?
Oh, right. Yeah.
So that's on Harvard.
Bun Ratties, Harvard.
Harvard Ave in Austin.
Austin.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
That's right there.
Yeah, they've got a lot of rock and roll ghosts in there.
Yeah.
Bun they Ratties. Get a lot of good stuff going on around all of Austin at this point.
Yeah, Austin's
I really enjoy
the place.
Living in Austin. It's totally just a great place to live and party and just go see music.
Yes, the residents of Austin are thrilled to have you.
Or actually, no, my house isn't that bad.
Okay.
It's once in a while, but overall not that bad.
That's good.
So we're going to get into a couple articles. We might only have time for one article because I still want to get the band in here after... before we have to really close up, but we've got about 10 minutes, so I want to talk about... We'll talk about the first openly gay woman to compete for Miss California.
Who is totally hot.
She totally is. She's 19 years old. Her name... oh, man. Let me see. I found her on Facebook.
Molly Thomas.
Molly Thomas, thank you. I found Molly Thomas on Facebook, and I told her that we'd be talking about her. I think she's a very courageous young woman to
Hi,
be.
Molly.
Call
Hi,
Molly.
Call me.
Call me.
You can find us all on Facebook. We're all
Call
there.
Me.
She's. I just want to give her, you know, a lot of credit for being brave and doing her thing and taking the time to talk about like teen suicide and like things that other Miss America running, you know, teens aren't necessarily taking into consideration.
Absolutely.
She's taking it to what's important for her, which is the LGBT community, and that takes a lot of courage, especially where you've got, you know, right now the presidential candidates all speaking their minds and you've got a lot of Republicans in the spotlight saying that they're against like openly gay people and stuff like that. And
yeah.
So it's she's putting herself out there for sure to be criticized.
Absolutely commend her for it.
I
she's doing great.
She's doing fantastic.
You know, and I think, you know, it's important. Those are all great points. The other thing that you have to keep in mind is when you do this, when she does this, she's going to get a ton of hate mail.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, I mean, and really vicious, evil, awful, stupid emails and notices. So, you know, any love, whatever you feel about beauty contests or whatever you feel about Miss California, you know, any love you can send her way, any good emails if you're listening and you care about this, it, you know, one of those versus the 300 she's going to get telling her she's going to burn in hell, you know, will really go a long way. So,
that's the way you got to think of it, too. You know. Like, for every negative, it's going to be, you're expected to get negative feedback when you're, you know, putting yourself out, especially such a young age for her to, you know, take the, it's a lot of courage and it's a lot of criticism at the same time. And I hope she's ready and I think she's doing a fantastic job.
What's her talent? Do we know what her talent is?
I don't think so.
Is she the one who does the duct tape? Does she do duct
being
tape?
Being awesome.
The duct tape wallets and the duct tape. There's
duct
one
tape
that does duct tape.
Dresses.
Dresses. My daughter actually has her own duct tape business.
Nice.
Oh. Yes. Huh. She's 11. Will and Way Designs. She makes wallets. I'm wondering if I have any on me. Wallets.
That's pretty cute.
Friend us on Facebook, but there is a Miss, a contestant who does duct tape design. So being openly gay and duct tape. Really what the message is about this.
Yeah. Well, duct tape has been a recurring theme in the LGBT community. If you have noticed, I did a photo shoot with the No Hate guys.
Yes, exactly.
The duct tape over the mouth thing, and it's kind of, you know, plays into, you know, see?
You got it. We're all it together. We're,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is Molly going to come on the show at some point and maybe
She's
talk
about...
She's
from New York. I wonder if we can make that. I want to have her call in now that we've actually talked about her article. Like, I've done that with a couple people. I've reached out to different, like, organizations before. And like talked about their stuff and then talked to them. Like Janet Mock, the trans writer for People Magazine.
Oh, cool.
We've been communicating via Facebook and Twitter now.
I've been all over her website. I adore her.
She's fantastic. Her little blog is incredible, too.
You are filled with love.
I am.
Just filled with love.
That's why I love her.
We were talking during the break about, we wonder how many non-openly lesbian Miss America contestants there were.
Yeah.
Sure.
There. I mean...
Like Lee Merriweather, perhaps?
I don't know.
I'll
take it.
It's interesting.
I really I want to get in touch with her. I want to know how the experience was for her. If we can't get her to be a guest in studio, I would love to have her call in and check out what we've got going on.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah. I think I like this. This is a great opportunity for me to find, like, I try to really keep it on the positive side for the stories that I do. Like, that's my thing, is that I don't want to focus on the negative things, because there's so much of it out there that it's just, you know, I like to take it to my little twist, so...
Like I always say, it's always about love. Yeah, I am a loving person.
See, you're all about the love.
We did talk a little. Sue and I were talking a little bit about that, though, on the break, too, about, you know, there comes the time where you have to kind of go into the dark side of things, too, to find the light, to find, you know, you just have to kind of go through that tunnel and bring it all on. And I think our kids today, that's my biggest concern, is suicide. And I think the kids need to know that maybe because, you know, maybe because everything's rah-rah and all about being positive and upbeat, that they're not hearing the struggles that their elders did go through, and then they survived it, you know?
It just doesn't happen. You know, one of the, I forget which organization it was, it might have been the trans organization here in Boston, you know, the It Gets Better project, which the Trevor Project does, everybody's making these videos saying it gets better. But, you know, a better take on that might be, you can make it better.
Sure.
You know, because our dark joke around the Bay Windows office is whenever something bad happens, we go, oh, it doesn't get better. Oh, it just gets worse. And there's some truth to that. I mean, to the dark side part of it, there is.
And that's why you need to focus on the light part, to continue to create more light part in your life, because what you think is how you feel and how you act. And it all ties in.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, you have a bad day. It doesn't mean that it's always going to suck, but, you know.
I mean,
it gets worse. You
know, alienation is the greatest thing amongst youth. You know, alienation is the killer, and kids are just, you know. I mean, I can almost hear myself thinking when I was a kid, and I didn't have a lot of the struggles that the kids do today, and still thinking, well, you know, nobody went through this like I did, or nobody they did fine. They're maybe better than me because they're in the light. They're doing fine, and I'm not. Yeah. So I think that you know, the message is kids need to know that not everybody does fine every day.
You know what was really helpful to me? You guys are going to crack up. I was really sick a lot when I was in elementary school, so I stayed home. I wasn't exactly homeschooled, but I had a tutor that would come because I was too sick to go to school. And I would watch the Merv Griffin talk show every single... He was kind of like the Ellen of the time. Merv Griffin. And Merv had on, like... I remember he had Cher on one time when I was in third grade. Like, Cher was still a grown-up, and I was in third grade. And Cher was talking about how awful her childhood was, you know, and just how she was ugly, and, you know, people picked on her, and she didn't have any talent. And I remember thinking, wow, her childhood sounds as bad as mine is. You know, and if Cher can make it, I can make it.
Misery is inspirational.
That's what I'm saying.
And watching these talk shows, you know, and watching people have these struggles really made it. And I also learned how to set a table because they had etiquette experts on. So the two things I learned is to love myself and where the fork goes.
Nice. Perfect. I'm going to hop into a quick one-song musical break before we have to wrap it up. We'll bring the band in here to say hello and then obviously wrap up here. But keep it locked on regularradio.com. This is Three Strange Women.
Yo, they trying to come down on the ATL when we speak. They say we on the negative tip. What's up?
Now I'ma kick away our style that's smoother than usual. It's from above the law, so it's crucial. Hype beats are kicking and ripping, yo, with a funky touch. It's done the boot this way, so it's too much. D-O-P-E, please don't misdefine it. That's the way that I live, and that's the style of my rhyme. That's on time, just like your watch keeps sticking.
KMG
on my side, so that my knowledge keeps sticking. Now what's really known as a radio cut? When you can't say
shit,
and you can't say
fuck.
You wanna hear it, but the radio stations see they still gonna fear it. Yo, I thought this country was based upon freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of your own religion. So make your own decision, that's baloney. Cause if I gotta play by your rules, I'm being phony. Yo, I got the cater to this person and that person. I got the rhyme for the white or the black person. Why can't it all be equal?
cause I'm out of the sand, starting to slip. I ain't tripping, I'm steadily flowing and throwing, giving you a dope stop, keeping me on top of the pile. Cause ATL is who take over the nation. And if you don't wanna hear us, we'll change the station. But we'll sneak in your mind, sneak in your mind, creep up behind so fast that you won't have time to deny a brother that's from the streets, trying to teach, hoping to reach. Yo, 187's got one that's known to preach, but I whisper each to have freedom of speech.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press.
Yo, milk, to make it understood, that make it go so that it tastes real good. Dude, you see, you fall right in it, your minds are small, they feed you like infants, like children, they bring you along. They say we're wrong for making a rap song, but ATL, I hit you straight up jam after jam. Long as we say what we want, we make our stance, we don't give a damn. Those that wanna sell out need to get the fuck out the business, cause they ain't doing nothing but bluffing. Me, I get wild every rhyme I release, whether I talk about violence or talk about peace. Cause violence is something that happens in society when people are living low and don't know where they can go. But peace, I think we all want peace, but it's too much to face and it's too far to reach. Whether I say my rhyme fast, slow, sloppy, and neat, see, I wish when I do it to have freedom of speech.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or the press.
Now if they ban me, I don't give a fuck, chalk it up an experience.
Yeah, bad luck.
Because I'm ballin' with Laylaw's clout, and if he say that it stays, the shit comes out. Cause in the early days when rap first began, some fool jumped up and said a tune went in. But nowadays, I hear song after song, and it proved to me that the fool was wrong. So yo, cut the bullshit all set aside, it's time for the people to realize about the things that happen in the ghetto, which those try to hide when they know we just strive to survive.
The homie said he have a job if you give him a break,
but when he gets it,
he goes by the other man's way.
Now see, that's just one more thing I have to talk about, about how they say rap music is turning the kids out. You never give your child credit for what he can do, plus the way that the raised are really up to you. Rap music, a form of literature, words and verbs and adjectives painted up like a picture. Yo, it's gonna hit you, yo, it's gonna get you. And when I'm all finished up, it's gonna fit you.
Hitting the nation,
station to station,
heavy rotation.
So strong that it's keeping the pace, and we will speak out on any situation. But when we do it, yo, we gotta have freedom.
See, that's how we had to do that. Yo, I gotta give it up to all my homeboys that got freedom of speech. Yo, Cole 187, Ice Cube, MC Ren, the Deadly Dr. Dre, Eazy-E, the G-O-M-A-C-K, Toe Chaos House and Things, Rufus in the motherfucking house. Yo, to my homie D-O-C and Laylaw with the clout. And we out, 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 and we out.
Do not adjust your radio.
UnregularRadio.com, Boston's best online radio.
Welcome back to Three Strange Women on UnregularRadio.com. I'm your host, Miss Jackie, still here with my two lovely co-hosts, and I got Carm, Sue, The Effective Dose, Jay Gary, Michaela's in the background too. We got a ton of people in the studio today. I would like to, first off, have the band tell us when their next upcoming show is. Say hi, guys. Thank you so much for being here.
Hello. What's up, everybody? What's up, Unregular listeners?
You guys are great. Thanks.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, we're playing Wonder Bar in Alston on Wednesday for the weekly Wobble Wednesday. We'll be headlining. We go on at 11:30. Correct.
11:30.
Probiotics before us, and then DJ Hurt Scene is after, spinning some dubstep. Trip hop, that type of stuff. But yeah, y'all gotta come out. We're gonna be raging it, playing world, dance, rock, funk.
Totally there.
Like whatever you want, you're probably gonna get.
Wobble Wednesday is always a good time, and these guys are awesome, as you all just heard. So I think at this point, the only place to be on Wednesday is after listening to Jay Geary's Public Indecency, of course.
Heading about bro ponies.
Exactly. No, you got to know about your bronies too. You can check that out. Yeah. Public Indecency.
Oh, yeah, bronies,
on Facebook.
Sorry.
Get it right, Jess.
Thank you guys, of course, The Effective Dose, for coming in and hanging out and playing your awesome music. That was fantastic. And
thanks for having us. Yeah, that's
yeah. Thank you.
Anytime, dude. Yeah, you guys are great. I want to thank Jay, of course, stepping in and hanging out and, you know, holding it down with me.
Yep. Big announcement on Wednesday about the future of Public Indecency.
I'm just going to leave it at that.
All right, yeah, we'll leave it at that. We'll give him a cliffhanger.
Boom, boom, boom.
I want to thank Sue O'Connell from Bay Windows for coming in. It was very nice to meet you.
It's great to meet you. Your mother should be proud.
Thank you. I don't know about all that, but thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'll call her later and tell her.
I'll give her a number. I'll hook you up with all that. All right. Oh, Jesus Christ. What am I doing
See what happened now? Now it's taking
this
a turn.
Could be, yeah, I don't know what I'm doing at this point.
It's taking a turn.
Carm, thank you so much for hooking me up with Sue and introducing us and bringing this back to, I don't know where it's going to go from here.
Everything
now.
Comes around. It all turns around. So a pleasure.
It's been, oh my God, this was a jam-packed episode today. Thank you guys so much. Keep it locked.
It was a great Monday.
It was. Jess and Ty always being here.
I love
here.
You.
My babies. I love
see
them.
See you next week.
Can I say one more thing on
Go
a part
it.
Of the Effective Dose? All right, so listeners, keep your eyes open for a new album dropping in March. And then we're going to have a little special surprise on YouTube and Facebook probably tomorrow morning. So you can check us out at www.theeffectivedose.com or facebook.com/edhead. You go with that one, or you go with Effective Dose?
Effective Dose.
Effective Dose. Effective Dose. But yeah, a little special, preview to the album coming out. We just recorded it in the Poconos Mountains at Mike's cabin about 2 weeks ago, and it came out great. So
beautiful.
Cool.
A lot to look forward to.
That's exciting. Thanks again so much for coming in, everybody here. Stay tuned. Next is the Audio Spectrum with Jonathan Santorelli. Unregularradio.com. This is Three Strange Women. Check out our website too, threestrangewomen.com. I newly posted the bio for Jess just today.
Yeah, I finally got around to writing
We finally got it done. It's up there. threestrangewomen.com. Unregular Radio. Keep it locked.
I know that you've heard all kinds of stories about me. That I am a racist. That I am a supporter of the KKK. That I am against civil rights. All because I oppose the Martin Luther King holiday. But I am opposed to the holiday, and I will stay opposed to it as long as I am in office. And as long as there are city officials that agree with me, there will be no holiday in this state.
Celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. Public Enemy believes that the powers that be in the states of New Hampshire and Arizona have found psychological discomfort in paying tribute to a black man who tried to teach white people the meaning of civilization. Good luck, brothers. Show them what you got. Plan and understand that's all she wrote. When we see the real side, the high.
and I decide to make it. Wait, I'm waiting for the date for the man who demands respect, cause he was great. Come on, I'm on a one mission. Forget a politician.